Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Happy Chinese New Year to all of our Chinese listeners, by the way. It's the 19th of February, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Google Play Music has come to the iPad. Yes, it's been available on the iPhone for quite some time, but today the update finally brings it to the iPad. The new version will have a new design interface along with visual improvements and fixes for faster and more reliable streaming. Just as with previous versions of Google Play Music, it'll let users listen to stored tracks on their devices, as well as up to 20,000 of their own songs stashed in the cloud. But be forewarned, iOS users can't subscribe to the All Access plan through the mobile app, so of course not. Apple wouldn't allow that. You're going to have to use another device that's an Android one, or you're going to have to go to your computer and use a browser to sign up. Little pain in the butt. Thank you so much, Apple. Facebook has confirmed it is working on virtual reality apps. I don't know if this is cool or scary as hell. Facebook bought VR headset manufacturer Oculus last March for $2 billion. And now the company is going to push through with its plans to create a futuristic social media experience for all users. It isn't known right now how these apps would work or how users would create content. There's also not even a timeline for when they're actually going to be released. So in the meantime, while we wait, reality is just gonna suck. The White House has got a new employee, and you know what that means for you Americans over there? More tax dollars at work, yes. It's for the Chief Data Scientist and Chief Technology Officer for Data Policy. The new job will help shape the practices and policies to help the United States remain a leader in technology and innovation. The new officer appointed says that they'll be working on the Precision Medicine Incentive that uses data to help physicians provide better care while protecting their privacy. Oh, isn't it just last week we heard about an insurance company getting hacked and social security numbers and medical data, all that stuff. It kind of got out in the wild, didn't it? Oh, this new employee's definitely got a long road ahead of him or her over there. Hey, while we're talking about U.S. government policies, let's talk about the NSA. How could you not? According to Russian security researchers, again, I don't know if they can be trusted or not, but hey, it is coming from Russia, the king of hacks. The NSA has found a way to hide spying software deep inside hard drives, and it gives the agency free rein to eavesdrop on your computer activity. Well, don't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? So which hard drives are having the NSA inside? Well, it seems like the big names are Seagate, Western Digital, Toshiba, Samsung, and many more. They're actually saying they can trace back some of the spying programs as far as 2001. Never thought I'd say this, but maybe the cloud is feeling much safer now. Jamie Oliver, yes, the chef. He's added a new ingredient over there on one of his websites. Malware, yes, served with a little spice on top, apparently. Thanks to an exploit kit to compromise users' machines. I kid you not. According to Malwarebytes senior researcher, it is not known if the attack was pulled off using a compromised plugin used on Oliver's site or through stolen credentials. He said visitors could be compromised if their machines remained unpatched against at least 3 vulnerabilities for Flash. What would happen is infected machines would be redirected to a dodgy site serving fake updates for Java and Microsoft Security Essentials. No comment yet from Jamie Oliver regarding the matter. He's still trying to look for malware on his spice rack. And finally, don't you freaking hate buying a piece of furniture in a box and having to put the thing together when you get home? I hate all the tiny screws, planks of wood, pieces of paper that you can't freaking make a muck of because the instructions don't make any sense. We've all been there. Well, apparently, scientists at MIT says there's got to be a better way. The university has developed a chair that will, when submerged in water, put itself together. You just chunk the thing in water, it puts itself together, you don't need to touch it at all. Apparently, the chair is built from 6 distinctive blocks, each with magnets attached. When they're dropped into the tank, current hits the water gently, pushing the blocks together, making connections that form the shape of the chair. Basically, MIT did this to see if it was actually possible, so you won't be seeing this chair in your living room anytime soon. You also might want to know it actually took 7 hours to build the chair by itself. And then again, I think about that, sometimes it takes me 2 days to put a piece of furniture together. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with Friday's, oh yeah, edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, have a very productive and wonderful Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.